Hello and welcome. Echoes of Reality, a podcast by Ambassador Media. In a country where silence is enforced and truth is punished, a voice rises to break the echo chamber of repression. This is Echoes of Reality, bold, unfiltered, and unapologetic. I am Mulugan Taglianis, and in this episode we expose the hidden machinery behind Ethiopia's digital surveillance state, Ethio Telecom, INSA, and NISS. These institutions don't protect us. They watch us, silence us, control us. Let's uncover how they turned our phones, internet, and conversations into weapons of fear. Stay with us. Echoes of Reality, Episode 2. The Machinery Control. Ethio Telecom, INSA, and NISS. In every repressive system, control isn't always imposed with guns or tanks. Sometimes it's coded into the way we talk, the way we connect, the way we think. In Ethiopia today, repression is not just physical, it is digital, psychological, and systematic. And these three state institutions have become the backbone of the control. Ethio Telecom, the Information Network Security Administration, INSA, and the National Intelligence and Security Service, NISS. Ethio Telecom, the state's digital gatekeeper. Let's begin with Ethio Telecom, the only telecom provider in Ethiopia. It's not just a phone company, it is a government weapon. During protests, internet shutdowns happen across regions, sometimes across the whole country. People can't call, can't post, can't organize. This is just inconvenience. It is intentional isolation. Messaging apps like WhatsApp, Telegram, and others blocked, especially when the government wants to silence the streets. And because of Ethio Telecom is a monopoly, it gives the state full access to throttle or monitor traffic, working hand in hand with intelligence agencies. In a free country, the internet brings people together. In Ethiopia, it used to keep them apart. INSA, Ethiopia's spy engine. Next is INSA, the Information Network System Security Administration. Originally created to protect Ethiopia from cyber threats, INSA has become something far from dangerous. A digital weapon aimed at the Ethiopian people. Your phone calls, your messages, your posts on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and other social medias. All of it, watched, stored, flagged. Journalists, opposition leaders, young people speaking truth online, they are profiled, tracked, and sometimes even charged, just for speaking freely. Reports say INSA may even use foreign spyware to hack into encrypted apps. This isn't cybersecurity. This is cyber operation. NISS, the shadow state. Finally, we have NISS, the National Intelligence and Security Service. In theory, NISS is supposed to defend the nation. In reality, it's become a shadow state, operating beyond law and without accountability. NISS agents arrest without warrants, people disappear, families are silenced, and no one knows where the file are or in the file has already been opened on you. NISS works hand in hand with INSA and Ethio Telecom, forming a closed loop of surveillance, censorship, and fear. They don't protect citizens, they protect power. Conclusion: state-controlled silence. So, what does those all mean? Ethio Telecom sensors, INSA spies, NISS intimidates. Together, they have created a system where the simple act of speaking freely becomes an act of resistance. The Ethiopian government called this security. We call it what it is really is, repression. And if we can't speak freely in our own country, then we must speak louder from whenever we are or wherever we are. This is the cause of reality. We're not afraid and we will not be silent. Thank you very much, and we will see you in episode 3 next time. Until then, have a nice time. Goodbye.